The debate over religion in schools has always attracted strong opinions. The school chaplaincy program has already faced two High Court challenges, and there could soon be a third. Equally controversial are the special religious instruction courses run in Victoria by Access Ministries. In the last month, hundreds of parents have withdrawn their children, as Hagar Cohen reports.
It's term three in Victorian primary schools, and for the first time, 50 schools will not hold religious instruction classes.
What we found is that participation rates have declined very, very rapidly. At our last count, 50 schools around Victoria have chosen to cease the program due to lack of interest. It's very significant. We feel that our campaign has been very successful. We feel that we are making history here.
Lara Wood coordinates a parents-led campaign against religious instruction and Access Ministries. Her campaign is starting to bite. In 2011, religious instruction was present in 70% of public primary schools in Victoria. Today, they're in less than half. Father of two, Scott Hedges, who's also part of the campaign, believes it's only a matter of time before these classes will be axed altogether.
The program is being terminated by virtue of the fact that simply parents aren't interested in this. They don't feel like they need it, nor do they want it.
His daughters, who went to a primary school in Melbourne, found the religion classes confusing.
I saw my friend cracking a code and I said, and she already cracked it. And I was like, what does that one say? And then she said, God can be your friend today. Your friend today. And I said, why? He's already dead.
We also did a lot of codes. Most of the work, you had to crack these codes and they had a message. Then when you finish, there's a whole sentence or a bunch of words.
And what would those sentences or a bunch of words be about?
Well, mostly about how God and Christ is going to come back alive and he's going to save us and stuff.
Save you from what?
I'm not quite sure. I don't know, I feel very, like, pressurised by doing it because it's like force, like they force you to believe this sort of stuff.
Formerly a religious instructor with Access Ministries, George Aslanis now believes the Access Ministries' teachings are inappropriate.
So I didn't really see it any different to a Sunday school encounter. Similar sort of format, a bit of play, some songs, some fun activities, some drawing in, some Q&A back and forth, and ultimately, wherever possible, just putting a seed out there, you know, in the hope that it would grow one day to mature into a fruit.
So the purpose of you there was to bring those kids to Jesus?
Yes, it is. It is. I mean, ultimately it is. Ultimately, that's what drives me as a Christian. When I wake up, it's my alpha and my omega. It's my beginning and my end. So it's a bit paradoxical when I hear people say, you know, what is the purpose? I mean, the purpose is clearly to inculcate Christian values and Christian beliefs. There's just no other purpose, and ultimately hopefully foster a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So it was a wonderful opportunity to go out and fulfil the Gospel of Matthew.
Access Ministries are not permitted to attempt to convert children. Their acting CEO, Dawn Penny, says it's not what they do.
No, we do not proselytise. It is not something we promote. It is clearly in our training that it is not the way that we wish Access Ministries to be seen in the school.
Earlier this year, Access Ministries were embroiled in a scandal where one of their instructors handed out special booklets called Biblezine. Its content preached against safe sex and said homosexuality was a sin. The Department of Education in Victoria investigated this and concluded that the incident was in breach of policy. Since that happened, hundreds of parents have withdrawn their children from the classes. But Dawn Penny from Access Ministries denies there's a problem.
Do you feel that there's a backlash against Access Ministries in the community?
No, I don't think that at all, no.
And yet so many schools this term have decided not to take on religion classes.
But as I said, I think that is down to the fact that there wasn't information clearly given What I'm proposing is that we actually give informed information as to what we do so that, we lessen the confusion out there for parents.
So from your perspective, there's no merit to criticism of Access Ministry whatsoever?
Look, I don't think there was anything serious or, you know, or specific, to be honest, when I think of that question.
That's Dawn Penny, the acting CEO of Access Ministries, ending that report from Hagar Cohen. And Hagar's full report on Background Briefing this Sunday morning here on RN at 8 o'clock.